What is UTSA's admissions policy regarding undocumented students?
UTSA's admissions policy for undocumented students is the same for any other domestic student that would like to apply. We treat them exactly the same. They are put through the same rigorous admissions process as any other students. So when we're actually looking at a student for just admissions purposes, we're not looking at the fact that they are undocumented.
But there is some sort of requirement that they have to meet. I understand that undocumented students or DACA students, they do have to have some sort of a proof of residency.
Yes, that is correct. Students do have to answer residency questions on the application for admission. So that's how when we actually have gone through the admissions process that we do determine based on what they state on their residency questions on admissions, if they are a domestic student, if they're undocumented, or if they are actually an international student.
Now, is this admission policy unique to UTSA, or is this something that applies to all UT schools in the system?
The way we treat students in terms of allowing them admissions is partly connected to state policy that we want more and more students to have a post-secondary education because it benefits us economically and socially. The provisions that we have in place to allow students the same kinds of access as in-state students are part of statutory House Bill 1403 that was passed in 2001. Because of the argument that we want more students to be educated than not. It's an economic argument. It's not the moral argument that we sometimes make, but the reality is that a young person who's not educated and has limited education is more likely to be a drain on the system, and that's true of anyone, than kind of an economic engine to help power the economic benefits that the state requires.
Now, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, that's sort of been in limbo lately with the current administration. Have you noticed any change in the number of DACA students who are applying to UTSA? Because I know you've just started a semester. You started the fall semester at UTSA. Has there been any change in the number of students you've seen?
Well, I don't know that we would know if there's a change in numbers, because DACA is actually a federal process. It's not a process that UTSA is involved in. I can say that before DACA was in place, I did hear from students who were concerned about their inability to work, their inability to essentially come out of the shadows in terms of their status because of a fear about becoming known as someone with undocumented status. In many cases, these young people didn't even know themselves until they hit some adolescent milestones that they weren't citizens of the U.S. So we're hearing some of the same reservations now. And even though I have not heard from students at UTSA, the policy bodies across the country are actually saying if you haven't already applied for DACA, it might not be in your interest to apply now because we don't know if that's going to exist in the future. And by applying, you essentially reveal your status.
So there might not be a lot of undocumented students out there who may know that they would pay in-state tuition if they were accepted to UTSA. So how do you reach out to them to let them know about the benefits of attending a public university and the fact that they can actually attend without any fear of being deported or without any fear of having to pay in extra costs such as an out-of-state student would?
Many of them are willing to talk to us and are willing to reveal that status. And so it allows us to really help that student understand, okay, this is what House Bill 1403 is. Do you realize that you may be eligible for in-state tuition? That means that your college's experience is going to be quite a lot cheaper than if you were to pay out-of-state residency. I don't know that it's been a major issue for us to actually try to have to pull that information from the student because most of them are rather forthcoming when it comes to just admissions. When it comes to financial aid, because the students who are undocumented, their financial aid opportunities are much more limited than, per se, a domestic U.S. citizen or permanent resident's financial aid opportunities might be. In-state residency is equally just very important to these students so that they can help to be able to afford their college experience.
So are undocumented students, just because of their status, ineligible for federal financial aid?
That's correct. Undocumented students are not eligible for federal aid, but they are eligible for state aid if they are eligible for House Bill 1403.
What about scholarships? Are there some scholarships that are available to undocumented students that they could take advantage of, academic or otherwise?
Most of our students are going to be eligible if they are eligible for House Bill 1403. We would encourage them to apply for financial aid like any other student, with the exception that they don't use the same form that a domestic U.S. citizen or permanent resident would be. We would ask them at UT. We ask them to utilize the TASFA, which is the Texas Application for State Financial Aid. Many schools across the state utilize that form. It can be found on the College for All Texans website. We do consider them for a couple of grants. We consider their eligibility for Texas Excellence Grant, for Texas Public Education Grant. And then some schools may have scholarships that they individually consider students for. For example, at UTSA, they may be considered for our Distinguished Scholar Program because we do consider all students for that, if they meet the criteria. And then we always encourage these students to look for outside scholarships. There's just not a lot of aid for them at the school level because of their undocumented status.
One of the findings that we had from the conversations we had locally in the community about undocumented students in the community and how we might do a better job of serving them was that, in fact, very often educators at both the K-12 and higher ed level really weren't as informed as we could be about how the status really changed things like eligibility for certain parts of financial aid or whether they were safe to reveal themselves. Early on, students were very reluctant to essentially reveal themselves to educators, so very often educators weren't aware that this student, who in many other respects looks like other students in the school or in a college, and by that I mean they might be first generation, they might be low income. So as things started to change from a policy perspective and DACA came on board, then students felt like a little bit more comfortable sharing their status because they saw that there was now a kind of a policy implication to doing things with DACA. In the current environment, we may see things going back to where they were before, where students are less willing or more reluctant, let's say, to kind of reveal their status to a K-12 educator, to a post-secondary outreach person, and that might get in the way of students actually taking the step of going to college.
So is there anything at UTSA, any department, organization that essentially reaches out and is sort of a support group for some of these undocumented students who might have that uncertainty?
Students on campus organize themselves as supports for each other and in that circumstance. There was also an organization within the community. They were kind of students in college across the community who met because they were finding that, at least in the early period, they sometimes were getting inaccurate information, again, because the average educator may not be as well versed in this particular aspect of policy. And so the San Antonio Immigrant Youth Movement got together and created their own kind of booklet with information about who to talk to at the different campuses and would provide quality information.
I am aware of the San Antonio Immigration Youth Movement and of their work. On a daily basis, work with undocumented students, so that's not uncommon that I have worked with some students from that organization. We are very welcoming at UTSA for our undocumented population. Would hope that we can help them in any way possible to actually achieve their educational goals.